Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to him lately. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night. All night in the club. Will you stay down tonight? Until you come up. Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to him lately. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night. All night in the club. Will you stay down tonight? Until you come up.
Rosebud, right. Bitter Dough.
That's right. It's time. We doing it too. Man, got a good show tonight. God damn it, you motherfuckers. Trey, look like we going damn this, you know, we on time and shit. But god damn, what's up, man? I don't see too many people in that queue. Hey,
not
you notice?
At it might
ahead.
Be just me tonight, man.
Man, well, if it do, let's just do. But they're going to miss a hell of a show. I bet you that. Hey, man, I have been doing so much this past week to make me feel it. I mean, I've always been independent, but you got to do stuff to emphasize what you're doing. You know, sometimes, you know, you talk to motherfuckers, man, and they got to whisper because they're warming around. Or I don't know. They got whatever, man. I'm talking to who was I talking to? Well, I ain't gonna put his name out there. But what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, man, you can tell when a motherfucker ain't being real about this shit. So you know, when you run into it, instead of tripping on it, you gotta motherfucking leave it alone. You know, just be happy you can see that shit, cause so many motherfuckers can't. They can't see past their fucking nostrils. Now, tonight, we're going to be doing some shit. We're going to be talking about what to do to make your conversation effective. Now, on the Ask Rosebud, I remember on the Ask Rosebud show, I had a pledge. And I feel that we need a pledge. So I'm going to go ahead on and bust this pledge that I'm going to bust every time we goddamn start our show.
I pledge allegiance to this game that we pimp this play across America. And to the daily payment which we demand from our hoes and suckers searching for game, a whole nation wondering how the fuck we do it, taking liberty, fucking justice, and straight lace with no chase pimping, y'all.
That's it. That's what you do. Hey, we are very serious about this. So, of course, all the youngsters and all the guys on the Ask Rosebud show, they used to love me to do that pledge. But we ain't got that pledge. We got that pledge. Pledge. And if you didn't get it, listen to that motherfucker again later on, because you know it's going to be in the archives. I'm the kind of motherfucker that believe, I just firmly believe, in order to make your conversation be effective, you just got to be a fully prepared motherfucker. Trey, before I get into this shit, what you think about that, man?
Specifically what? What do you mean? You said a couple things there.
I'm talking about what I last said. I believe in order to make your conversation effective, you have to be prepared.
Oh, most definitely. Proper planning creates a plethora of choices.
Just a minute, honey. Bring that fan in here if you're going to close that door. You're right, man. You're totally right. I forgot that they used to have something called the 5 P's, proper planning, prevent poor performance. Yeah, that's what it is. Proper planning, prevent poor performance. That's that 5 P's, sort of like what you was just saying. But yeah, man, you got to like, I got it, clear. Yeah, you got to like really be real about what you're doing. Now, to me, hold on for a second, man. I got to do something. To me,
Rosebud, bitter.
To me, man, I've just always been a motherfucker that planned. I always plan. I plan for every motherfucking thing. I don't really know why, but I do. I was a good Boy Scout, so maybe that's why. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to always remember the ABPs of life. And that's always be planned. Always. You got to always be planned in order to do what you've prepared to do. You just can't expect that you're going to do it. I said I'm like a Boy Scout. It's sort of like the Boy Scouts. You know, you got to be prepared. You know, in a sense, we're all like Boy Scouts, especially when we're coming up in life or trying to learn how to win in the daisy game. You know, and the game of catching hoes is different. You know, when you're trying to date, you know, you basically have one thing in mind. Now, if you're a little older, you might have two things in mind, but normally 17, 18, 19, 22, up to 23, motherfucker only have one thing in mind. But if you're talking about the life that we're going to be talking about, there is much more to a woman than, you know, getting in drawings. You just got to understand that. I say we're like Boy Scouts because we don't really know what's out there when you're trying to catch those if you're just beginning in this game. But you're still going to come out there and you're still going to try to get what you know is out there to get. Now, with the knowledge that you're going to learn, you know, as you live your life, you're going to be able to reinforce your thinking, and you're going to be able to reinforce that you're going to stay out there. This is what's important, not bullshitting with yourself. Taking total ownership of what you want to do. Now, you're going to make your mind up that you are going to stay at women until you get your feel of this game. Because as long as you're in it, you're able to come up, and you just have to understand. When you do get your first prowl or whatever, you got to remember not to stop prowling. You know, you got to stay down. You got to keep looking for another one. Now, when you hear me say shit like, I can see through muddy water and spot dry land, that means that I'm embarking on this journey and I don't know what lies ahead, but I'm thoroughly confident in my ability to navigate. This is why I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because I want what I want. And if you have enough heart to want what you want, then you would get the feelings that I get. Now, what I'm going to do today, I'm going to have a live woman on here. She's going to talk to me. And I've spoken to her before. This is not somebody that I haven't spoken to. But I haven't told her what to say. And I want you to hear interaction. How to talk. I mean, because that's all we're going to be doing. And you have to understand. Matter of fact, I think I see her. Look, I do. I do see her right there. Let me pull her in right now. I think I got a hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Girl, you really called too. That's cool. How you doing?
I'm fine, and of course I called.
Yeah, well, let me set the stage up, fellas. This is the young lady. I'm not going to say her name. I have not met this woman yet, but we had a couple of conversations on the phone, and I feel as though I know, and I feel as though I knew her on our first call, at the end of that first call. Actually, I feel as though, and I'm going to call you T. T, will you verify that I indeed did tell you within at least 20 minutes that I already know you?
Yes, you did, and I believe you.
Check this out. Before we go any further, I want you to just tell me a little bit about yourself. Oh, you do know you on the radio, right, T?
Yes, I know I'm on the air.
Okay, okay. Now, this is my guy's list. So, first, I don't want to know your age or nothing like that, but what's your professional background?
My professional background is in education. I've been a teacher for several years. I've worked with special education students. I've worked with schools and community linkages. That means that I've worked with business partners and other stakeholders who want the school to succeed, and I've chaired committees that bring in the business community into the schools to work with the parents and the teachers and the school community in general to try to motivate the students to be their best selves, if you will.
Well, I saw on your website that you had, like, exercise clothes on. What's that about?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me about that one, Rosebud, because one of the areas that I'm licensed in is health. Another area that I'm licensed in is physical education. And I've been involved in that arena in terms of the schools for quite some time. However, I'm transitioning
now. Let me cut you off a second. I'm sorry. You say you're licensed in these various areas. What does that mean? You have degrees and stuff like that?
That is correct.
What kind of degrees?
You want to know all of the degrees or just the ones regarding health and physical education?
Oh, my goodness. How many degrees do you have?
I have 6.
List them, if you don't mind.
An associate in physical education, a bachelor's in health, a bachelor's in physical education, a master's in educational administration, licensed in supervision, a doctorate in educational policy, licensed in administration, licensed in special education.
See, listen. Now, fellas, you're listening to this. You're hearing this. You're hearing, here's a woman that is not lacking. Here's a woman, theoretically, we don't know, but I'm going to expose whether or not it's true, but I believe it is. But what I'm saying is, here's a woman, theoretically, should have her shit together. Now, what the fuck would you do when a woman run that down to you and you just met her? Uh-huh, right. Ain't nobody gonna punch one because you would cower. You would be afraid to talk to this woman because of her education and her background, because she don't seem stupid. See, this is where you guys make your biggest mistake. Because she made me hungry as a Timberwolf and white around the mouth as Al Jolson. So I'm finna get at baby because I believe she's somebody to have. Now, excuse me for sounding like that, Miss T, but that's the real me. I mean, who would you prefer to talk to? Somebody that's really being themselves or somebody that's playing some kind of game because they know you got a PhD?
I would prefer the lion called Rosebud.
Girl, you ain't supposed to give me all that damn action. Hey, but you supposed to. Because, see, what I'm saying is, after we find out all these things, see, let me ask you something. You got a background before education. And if you don't mind, I would, you know, like you to touch on that background.
You would like to touch on which background, please?
The one before you got into education. The one that you have that's similar to mine.
Oh, okay. Well, that particular background is rather sticky, but because we're being honest here and we're establishing community in terms of this meeting of the minds, I'll go ahead and take you there. At one time in my life, I was caught up and I had gotten involved in the life. However, the problem with me and the life was I had a very, very, very strong and debilitating drug habit. And the pimp that I was a part of his life or a part of that world, he also was addicted, and his addiction was to heroin. And so neither one of us went anywhere because the priority was not on making me the best I could be in terms of that lifestyle. The priority was, where am I going to get my next fix? Where am I going to get my next high?
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you something. That's very honest of you, and I'm glad you said that. Because, first of all, I'm going to address something. See, what you guys don't understand is when I was bragging about doing all that goddamn shit I was doing, talking about what I'm doing in school, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I got this A, I got that A, it's not because I thought I was so smart. It's not because I thought I was some kind of anomaly, some kind of freak of nature. It's because I believed in me and in the game. This one had all those problems. I could imagine what they were. She just barely touched on them. But she did exactly what I did. And she came from exactly where I came from. So, with that said, first and foremost, you got to hear these things I'm saying, because I'm going to tell you what me and this lady got in common and how we found all that shit out and how come you just don't know where me and her might be going. See, the thing about conversation, you have to be interesting. And let me ask you this, T. What is one of the things, well, I did so many things, this is kind of unfair to you, but what is one of the things I did best that attracted you to me?
You cut through the chase. You got straight to the heart of the matter. You did not let these educational exploits or my experience in education and teaching and these things get in the way of what my need is, and my need is for a man, a real man, and you cut through that, and I see you're one, and I know you're one, and I feel that in you. That's why I'm coming all the way out to Las Vegas to see you next month.
Oh, my, see that, fellas. My thing is this. The truth is what it is. Of course I know that I have a degree, and I could have started talking some kind of schooling bullshit with her because she has a degree. And I'm sure we could have connected on that level. But see, that would have been a surface fucking level, and it wouldn't have been shit because after a while it would have played out, because that ain't the level we on. We got game. Game recognized game. And what she, well, besides me cutting through the chase, what she really liked is that she saw that I had game. And she saw that she could be true to me, real. I mean, not true faithful, but I'm talking about true, not faking, not going through this meet you conversation bullshit that all you motherfuckers be wanting to go through. Key, am I right about that?
You are on the money, Rosebud. Definitely on the money. On point. Yes, legit. Yes, you are correct.
So from your enthusiasm that I hear in your conversation, I could only imagine that you think pretty highly of me at this point.
Not only do I think pretty highly of you, I admire you, and in some ways I'm very envious of you.
You better be glad we're on this computer, because it sounds like porno is going on over here to me. Because I'm getting terribly goddamn excited listening to you say these things, even though you ain't even talking about sex. Because you talking about sex turned me off. Talking about the real shit, like we talking about, that shit makes me horny. I know I'm going to have some fun when I see you out there. But let's forget all that. But listen, what I'm really trying to get at, fellas, and to you, I'm trying to get at, if you establish that you ain't no scary motherfucker, and the only way you establish that is like she said, I came right on with it. I didn't hesitate. You know, I ain't going to try to go through all this meet and greet bullshit, because I got a way to do that as I talk. And I explained that to her too, and she saw it. And we just talked and talked, and I didn't talk to her a couple of times since then. But let everybody know this, T. How long have you been knowing me?
Less than a week.
So, it don't take
less
no
than
long
a week.
Time.
Less than a week, and
but let me ask you this: how well do you think you know
me? I know you well enough to know that you are serious, that you are real, that you are true, that you mean what you say, and that you don't have to hide behind any of these societal barriers that people hide behind. You don't have to hide behind your degrees, because you've got that man, that M-A-N, that deep inside my heart I have been looking for, that I have been needing to talk to, that I have been needing to smell, to touch, to hear, and to relate to. And I don't want anything to come between that. I want us to continue to communicate.
Don't worry, it won't. Relax, everything's gonna be cool. You know, I feel the same way, baby. but let's go a little deeper into this. So, you guys hear these things, these qualities that she called out in me. Now, the very cold part of this is I'm in this too. So I should want some things too in a woman. I want an educated woman. I want a motherfucker that can really know who I am and not be afraid of me. I want a motherfucker that's sure of themselves and don't need me to guide them. But if I have guidance, they're willing to accept it. I want a motherfucker that I can lay in the bed with and look at and actually get horny for. So what I'm saying is, seems like baby fits the bill. So my point is, if she's looking for some things, and I'm looking for some things, and we find those things in each other, then the only thing that we really have to keep doing is being who we were when we met, which is going to be cool for us, because T ain't no spring chicken, I ain't no spring chicken, and we ain't playing. So, you know, something's going to happen with this relationship. I got a couple more things, D. I'm not going to keep you. I know you're a busy woman. I'm not going to keep too long. But another thing, when it comes to, I know I'm vulgar sometimes. I say some vulgar things. I mean, not really while I'm talking to you, but if you hear me talking, I might say some vulgar things. I'm saying, at a point, I would imagine that could turn you off. But my question is, do I have to negate these types of things in me when I'm with you?
I wouldn't ask that of you, Rosebud, and I don't even understand why you would ask me that question, because I can only accept you for you. If I start trying to take away something from you that's you, then I'm not being true to me or you. You be who you are because that's what I'm attracted to. That's the man that I'm coming out there to see. That's the man that I'm coming out to see, you. I don't want anything negated about you. I want you to bring it on full force.
Now, listen, you said you don't know why I asked you that. I told you I'm a very sharp man. So I didn't want to prompt you to say exactly what you said, because that's why I asked you that. So you can say the things that these dudes need to hear women want. Women don't want that bullshit you guys coming with. That's why y'all ain't got no women. Women want what this real woman wants, which is a real man. Now, we have not met each other. We actually haven't actually seen each other in person, not even through Skype. So, I don't want you to get embarrassed, but I'm going to ask you something. What are you imagining it's going to be like when I kiss you for the first time?
It's gonna be it's gonna be July 4th with those beautiful lips of yours and those beautiful teeth, and I've got a thing for teeth and a beautiful mouth, and you've got it, and I can tell you're nice and warm and nice and strong. So it's gonna be like, ooh wee.
Let me tell you something.
Hey,
we on the same page, because the only thing I was thinking was the 4th of July, and you said that. I didn't want to put that in your mind to say, but that's exactly what I was thinking about, the 4th of July. Now, fellas, conversation, dealing with conversation. How important was it for you to realize after listening to me talk to you that I truly was listening to you? Or first, let me ask you, you could tell that, right?
Definitely, I could tell that, and you still are. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, but how attractive to you is that, a man listening to you? Now, let's clarify. We're not talking about a man doing what you say. We're just talking about, in general conversation, a man paying attention to you to the extent that he can, you know, use some of the things you're saying as far as to let you know he was listening to you. How attractive is that to you?
That just goes back to him being real, to you being real, to you saying the things that you know are real, that you know that I need. See, it's like you have an extrasensory something ray that goes inside of me, and you can explore all of these things that you know that I need. And I need to hear the real. And that's very attractive to me because it causes me to trust you and to have faith in you and to believe in you and to want you.
God damn. I'm almost speechless because you are actually saying what you just said just now. I do shows, long shows, to try to explain women don't want the fake shit you motherfuckers be bringing. Of course, it's scary until you start doing it all the time, but the more you tell a woman the truth, the more attractive she's going to be to you. So, I'm going to ask you this last question, and I want you to be terribly honest, which you have been, I know. And this question is this. How excited are you about making this trip across country to a man you have never actually met, and you're willing to come this far and meet him and do whatever we decide to do? How exciting is that for you?
Well, I woke up this morning, and the only thing on my mind was coming to Las Vegas to see Rosebud. I went out shopping today and getting some things that I think that I would like that I'm going to bring with me because I want to see Rosebud. I was just finishing my shower, and when I stepped out of the shower, I thought about, I'm going to see Rosebud. It's going to be like 22 days, but I'm going to see Rosebud because right now you mean a lot to me. I have to see you. I have to come out there because I've known people right here, men, right here in Columbus, Ohio, and I would not go across town to see them. And I'm coming 2,000 plus miles to see you because I believe in you, because you have impacted me, because you have been you, yourself, no one else, you. And it means a lot to me. And therefore, I'm coming out to see you.
And you know what else? You're going to come out and see me. You're going to come out and join me. And guess what else? I'm going to be that doggone cowboy that's in the rodeo, that's got that badass bull by the horns, and I'm going to lasso your goddamn ass and make you understand I can stand everything you expect. I can stand it.
Ooh.
And some.
Ooh-wee.
Look, girl, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you calling. And goddamn it, you guys, you got a lot to chew on. Hey, T, be cool, okay? And thank you.
Okay, baby, and I hope they're learning from you.
They are. Be cool.
I will talk with you soon.
All right. Trey Lattice.
Yeah.
What the fuck you think about that conversation?
Man, I hear that all the time.
Everywhere I go, I hear that. What?
That I'm the greatest, that I'm the sexiest man that ever walked this earth.
Oh, I take their breath, man.
That sounds like a recording that I hear every day, man. I mean, with you, I'm not understanding those, but that's normal protocol right there.
Hey, man, fuck you. I told you I wasn't going to be asking you shit no more, and I went back on what I said. So, callers, I want to hear somebody. Somebody get on the phone. Press one. There is something you heard that you want to talk about. I want to talk about it too, man. Don't be scared. Come on, man. Trey,
her conversation was very eloquent. It was very descriptive. I could tell when you spoke to her, she felt something when you spoke. She felt that electricity. So I'm sure when she gets out here.
Hey, what you guys didn't understand is some of this old school ass real shit. Now, why are y'all thinking about it? All y'all out there, somebody press one. We'll give you something to listen to. Real shit that motherfuckers like me listen to when I, need to be in encouraged. Listen to the words.
Don't be afraid of this game that you see in me. I'm just spelling this Pippin with a capital P. I chose a life most of y'all can't handle. That's why I got platinum records sitting on my mantle. The Cinderella story didn't happen to me. I was caught up in this hustle, blind G. Came up off $20 and a hell of a plug. My homie Mike gave a nigga 3 bedrock dubs and said, there you go, partner, think you can hang? So my first dub rock of that thing. My dope spot, the corner house on the next block. Fuck the consequences, man. I'm slanging rocks. No less than $350 was my nightly take. No idea what to do with all this money I make. I don't wear jewelry, motherfucker car. Might as well tell the popo I'm the new rock star. I had a little savvy, but this game was weak. Taking penitentiary chances every day of the week. So I went under and had to check myself. I recognized I needed some of that permanent wealth. Always knew corner service wasn't for me. Wanted to kick this game on the MIC. Recorded my first cut at 17. P-Funk and Endo done hit the scene. But we didn't blow up like that hammer, nigga. We stayed down in the game and our game got thicker. Game is a motherfucker, don't you know? And if you ain't got none, man, it's shoulder to show. So get involved with your hustle, get that knowledge. Motherfucker trying to enroll in a punk-ass college. Wisdom comes through dramas in your life. Knowledge and wisdom put together helps you understand.
Right.
To the recipe for having game. It was passed down to me, so I'm doing the same. Even though I gave it to you, most of y'all won't try it. Just as well, cause only a few will live to be giants. But though you don't think what I spit is true, then this game that I'm giving wasn't meant for you. Though I might not know your name, stay that player. Game, recognize game. 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 I'm at it again with my pen, writing dope shit down on paper again. Giving marks information on this here, so they can try to be the Mac of the year. You can't learn this trade, it comes straight from the heart. From the belly out the womb is when the player starts. From day one, you gotta know this. And later on, you practice, you play your poses. Cause all a black man got is his balls and game. Unless you wanna be a 9-to-5 nigga, that's plain. That ain't in my cards, a peep on either. And Rose Blood ain't falling for that shit neither. Cause you can always get a job, and we know this. That's why we ain't tripping, so we chose this. The route to be a fucking giant. So when the sucker see a nigga, they can't deny it. It's a path that only a few can travel. Some give up because the road is narrow. But those other brothers was no nuts. If they was locked up, they'd probably give up the butt. The brothers I'm with have hearts solid as stone. And with a straight conversation, the pimp in the zone. Just because I'm not against it, don't get me wrong. Cause I'll send a 45 slug straight to your dome. I'm a hustling motherfucker from the bay. And I treat other players like Shantae. I like the money I'm making, but I'ma stay the same. And other players understand, cause game recognize game. Game, oh, recognize game.
Game. Let me tell you something. That's the kind of shit you motherfuckers need to be listening to. I ain't getting a fuck, it's old as fuck. I produced that when I called myself a record producer. Now today, I'm sure you motherfuckers will be doing something else with them beats, but you can take them lyrics and put it on any of the shit you come up with and kill motherfuckers with it, because that shit is dope. I know it is. So, let's go a little further. Did nobody press one? Nobody had anything to say? Fuck that. 202. What's going on, man? You there? 202-568?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Now, I know you I know you was listening to that shit with me and that broad talking, man. I hear you laughing.
Oh, yeah.
So I hear you giving that okay laugh, too. So you have to have something that you got from that, man. And I want to talk about it, man.
Oh, man. I got fired, man. That was like another level. I think it was a lot of it was because of the kind of lady she was, the way she explained it. It just hit me pretty deep, man. I learned so much just from her. And it's almost like she brought back everything you've been teaching us full circle. So, yeah.
Wait. What you just said, she brought back everything I've been teaching you full circle. Explain that a little bit. You're not wrong. You're definitely right. I just want to know what you're talking about.
It was really about being real. I really got to see how much a woman can appreciate realness, and how all that sucker shit, you know, it just shows how whack it is when you hear from the, you know, from the person's mouth. From the woman herself, like, she just appreciates a real nigga or having a real motherfucker that much. It just makes you be like, damn. You know what I mean?
You can hear in her voice that she was not bullshit.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. It was no bullshit coming from her.
I'm saying what I represented to her made her feel like that. Now, I'm not really bragging on me. I'm not. I'm trying to show you how strong being real is. Of course, I was the one being strong, and, you know, she was liking me, so I can say, you see how bad I am? No, that's not what I'm trying to show you right now. What I'm trying to show you is that you possess the same capability. And you, when I use the term run a motherfucker over with a Mack truck, I drive at night only. And my Mack truck don't have no lights, and the brake lights is on. And I drive fast. Get in my way if you want to at your own goddamn risk.
Hell yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. When I told Baby that, she fucking said, come on with it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm saying,
yeah, what? Man.
I'm trying to say some strong shit. Mm-hmm. Baby said, come on with it. I said, man,
God damn.
And we talked. And can you see that, of course, well, I say blah, 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 but can you see that what she liked about me as far as talking to her was that she could tell that I was talking to her and that I was not afraid of her. Her degrees, none of that mattered. My degrees, none of that mattered. When you talk to a woman, it's all about you and her and what your communication skill is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's like there's dudes who are afraid. I mean, just being afraid to be a little real afraid to even just talk to her, even start a convo. Then you got her talking about bring the mad truck over. You know, run me up. It's like you got, you know what I mean? People afraid to take a step. And it's like you could take a mile. And I see that. You know what I mean? I see that. And it's just, it's real. Like,
so, in your opinion, this was dope, me showing you that conversation.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you, brother, man. And I'll put you back in. I'm coming right at somebody else. You know, Crunching One, 646-494. What's your name? You ain't got to say your name. What's your name about you?
What's happening with your Rosebush's Javelin?
Jeff, what's happening with you? Did you hear me talking to that woman?
I caught the last 10 minutes of you talking to her, man, but I got the point, man. She's totally down for you, man. It's kind of shocking, man, you know what I'm saying, compared to what you done told us, man, that you just started speaking to her. You didn't think that y'all been, you know, doing it for a minute the way she seems so down for you.
No, it's not shocking, man, because I told you that I don't need to learn all this, that, and the other about the woman. I need to talk to her 15 minutes, and she has to talk to me for 15 minutes. And like she told you, you might not have heard her, but I told it to her. I say, I know you already, and I haven't been talking to you for 15 minutes. And then I described her to her. I told her, you one of them women that appreciate a man. You one of them motherfuckers that has never met a motherfucker that can stand up to you after you tell them you got a PhD. They'd be afraid of you. And everything I was saying, she just creamed. You know, she just creamed. So what I'm trying to get all you guys is to understand, don't let things stop you. Because if I would have said, God damn, this bitch got a PhD, I can't talk to her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who gives a fuck about her having a PhD? She's a woman. And she want to deal with a man. And if you heard that, she was saying what really struck me about you was the man. You just such a man. And it ain't because
I heard
I'm
that,
mean.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm mean or rude or none of that shit. It's because I give them a chance to talk to me. Then based on what they say, let's say while they're talking, they're so comfortable because they feel like they're driving the car. But as soon as they finish telling me what they tell me, I use all of that to take the steering wheel to start driving myself. And she saw that. She saw how I had command of the conversation. I mean, control of the conversation and command of the language, you know, speaking. And it turned her on, fellas. All she saw was a motherfucker that's prepared. I'm prepared. There's nothing that's going to throw me. There's nothing that's going to make me think twice. I'm talking about it as something I never fucking heard before in my life. I'm going to make my mind up about it in like one-tenth of a second, and I'm going with what I think. And I trust me. All right, 646, I appreciate you, bro. Thanks. And guys, I want you to understand this is what I'm talking about. This is where I'm trying to get you to go. You're trying to get where, well, I'm going to say it like this, but reality is true. You're trying to get out of your house. Outside of the computer room, You got to be prepared. Well, some of you are prepared because you studied the course already. And through your diligence to the course, you're able to spot things before they happen. Exactly like what she was appreciating in me. No, I don't say nothing slick. Did you hear us out anything about the sharp? Should I be? No, I talk in plain, comfy, the cat English. Because that's what's attractive to abroad. Period. You have to understand that shit. You have to be able to interpret information that you're getting from a woman who is straight out lying to you. Now, you have to be able to interpret information when they're telling the truth. But when they're lying, you really need to be able to interpret that shit so you don't waste your time. When they're telling the truth, you don't really have to interpret it because they're not lying. They're telling you the truth, giving you whatever you need to go on. You got to be sharp enough to quiz a woman. And she don't even realize you're quizzing her. I did that with this woman. She was talking, because I told her, look, I ain't trying to be no, have no platonic as in, you know, visit. And she said, well, you know, we got to meet the minds, you know, before we meet the bodies. Man, I told that motherfucker, ain't that a bitch? I'm not business, you know, over no goddamn shit like that. Because I had already quizzed you. And she's talking about, huh? And I said, I didn't find out what you like. I didn't find out what kind of man you like. I didn't find out what you did. I didn't show her how I quit her already. Let's get to know you, bullshit. I don't need that. All of that shit. She missed because I was so mean and I was doing it. I didn't have to come out of character. I didn't have to suddenly be in this way. It was, everything was me. It is all fucking matched up to her. Now, if I was, you know, you guys, I would stop trying to be so goddamn cool. And when you did that, you would be able to gain control of the now, the right now, and you'd be all right. Now, we're going to get deeper into this, and we're going to relate it to your conversation. And hopefully I can show you how to make it take effect in the woman's mind that you're talking to. Because, did you hear what I said? Show you how to make it take effect in the woman's mind. Could you see through that woman's conversation to me that everything I'm talking about has already taken effect in her mind? And she really thinks these things? And the only thing I could do is let her down or reinforce what she thinks. And I'm going to reinforce what she thinks because I didn't tell her one lie. I told her every goddamn thing that I'm capable of doing and will do. Not that I was bragging on some sexual prowess or anything. It's just not to tell her no fantasy bullshit because I don't have fantasies. Whatever you are catching a woman for, you got to develop a vision on life that supersedes any other vision available to you. You have to realize that you are living according to your rules. Your rules only. And you should embrace that fact. We don't really talk about this shit today, man, and I want y'all to really understand that I don't lie to you. I use what I say, and I do what I say. And what you can see and understand is that I'm a real motherfucker and one of the only people you know with the kind of information that you seek. Hell yeah, I got some fucking tools for you to get. But I'm not finna tell you all this shit so it can go in one ear and out the other. The fucking tools is to ingrain the shit in your head. I want you to think about what I just said, and so you can digest it and see how important that I am to you. I mean, I'm not your heir. I'm not that important. but I am very important to you. I know a lot of you motherfuckers seen the purpose and the value of the course and you bought it. I mean, there are those of you motherfuckers who've yet to realize or open your eyes about the course as far as it helping you be what you want to be. I really wish all you motherfuckers could understand that I've gotten educated. And I learned how to interpret what made me irresistible to women. I learned it, and I put it in layman's terms so any of you motherfuckers can understand it. It's all there for you. If you want to know how to catch bitches, you got to learn a lot of shit about yourself so you can apply it to them. The way you hear in several female conversations with me, I do. What the fuck do you think is important when you're getting at a woman? Okay, you're right. It could be a number of things. But for this topic, the most important thing when you're talking to a woman is your goddamn timing. You got to say shit at the right time. That's why you got to understand what I'm saying. When you got shit planned out and it's working the plan, everything can go as planned. But if it's not working the plan, you silly to sit there and hope your plan works. In every goddamn conversation you have with a woman, there's an opportune moment for you to move on. And the cold part about what you guys, you didn't get to witness it tonight. You got to see the results of it. Because I moved on her at every opportune moment. When I seen she was open for a motherfucker to tell him where he coming from as far as to ease her insecurities about her past, I just jumped on it. Didn't try to bring her to me. I just jumped on and let her know how that kind of goddamn shit, you ain't going to make me suffer for what you done been through. You know, because I ain't about that kind of goddamn shit. Although I understand, you know, what you're saying, and I, you know, believe you've been through it, but miss me with that shit, baby, because that ain't about me, and if you think it is, then you don't know me, and I don't want to fuck with you. Man, come on. Shit. I handle shit right away. Right after timing is flow. And your flow is crucial to captivate the woman you're speaking with. If you have these two things together, timing and flow, your chances of catching her is like quadruple. When you speak to a woman, you must look deeply into her eyes and speak calmly with the medium tone, almost excited. Yeah, but what about when you're on the phone? Like I was. You do everything that I'm talking about, except you don't get to look in their eyes. You still do. You introduce yourself. And before you get to talking, make sure you know who she is. And I speak on standing what you believe. Standing on what you believe. And it's ultra important for you to have something you believe in if you want to catch a woman. Now, let's say you meet a woman, and she can be fine or not. It really shouldn't matter. It don't matter to some of you motherfuckers it do. Hey, Trey, let me ask you something, man. Have you ever seen a cute pussy?
Have I ever seen a cute pussy?
Yeah.
Now I've seen a pretty one.
I ain't never seen no pretty pussy, no cute pussy, no fat pussy. Because all pussy is a goddamn same. And that's the way you're supposed to think about it. Ain't no such thing as a pretty fucking pussy.
I don't know. But I've seen some that had drapes and I had to turn it down, man.
Whatever, nigga. The way I be thinking is the broad will not look anything like she does after I fuck with her for 2 weeks. So however that bitch look when I meet her, I don't care. So you got to start off with some conversation like, I'm talking about you somewhere. I don't care where it is. it's all the same to me. Because I would say something like, what the fuck is a fine ass motherfucker like you doing in here by yourself? Now, sure, I'm saying what I said, but what I said got vulgarity in it. It's got very coarse tone. It has a very coarse tone to it. So any punk bitch ain't going to respond to me. She's just not. She's going to hear all that coarse ass shit, and she's just going to say, she don't want to deal with me. That's why I talk like I talk. Because I know if a motherfucker do respond, she's not that kind of bitch. Some kind of bitch I got to be a certain kind of way to talk to. Fuck you, bitch, if you like that. I'm being mean. So what I'm saying is, this bitch should even be there with some girlfriends. So instead of you saying what you're doing in here alone, you just change it to girlfriends. What you doing here with some motherfucking girlfriends? Now, if you understand the statement or question that you ask, if you understand the statement or question that you ask is really irrelevant, but as long as you have a few responses that, you know, she can make in your mind, you're going to be okay. Now, if you know what you're doing, what would you like to see after you have spoken to a woman? Trey, I keep calling on you, motherfucker, but if you don't fail this test, hey, Trey Lavis, you're fired. Well, come on, nigga. No, come on. What do you think you should see after you speak?
I should see. Yeah, she see that I'm a motherfucker.
Okay. You searching there. That wasn't your rear answer. I can tell you searching. But see, you supposed to see. She cannot see that you a motherfucker in the introduction or the greeting. That's impossible. So if you're looking for that, you're wrong. I'd rather say you bullshitting than say you're wrong. But what you should be looking for is a relaxed woman focused on replying to you. That's what you want to see. That's ultimately what you want to see. But you're going to see variations of that, from not being anywhere near relaxed to being relaxed, from the, you know, the worst to the best. But you have a couple of things you think in your mind. So what I'm saying is, at that point, I know that I didn't just start talking to her. But the time to start checking to see her interest in me is immediately. That's why what I'm saying is so important. As soon as you have your greeting, you ain't waiting. You already down. You look at how this bitch respond to you. If she don't respond right, I ain't kicking it with her. If you don't have an idea of what you're going to say or what you're going to do, then you're not going to catch her. The thing is, if you can catch her without a plan, fuck, you would have already caught bitches. Does that make sense, Trey? If these motherfuckers sitting up here talking about they don't need this, they don't need that, if they could catch without a plan, what do you think they would have already caught?
Most definitely.
What I'm saying is, you either do or you don't. You either know or you don't. See, you've been going without a plan for the entire goddamn time you've been on the scene. And what the fuck has that gotten you thus far? There's motherfuckers out there who will insist on you not planning your conversation because of whatever they say the reasons are. But I'll tell you why you should. You have to know when to match. You got to know when to fold. You got to know when to leave. And that's what your planned conversation will do for you. Them motherfuckers telling you you don't plan your conversation is talking about spending 2 or 3 hours with this bitch. Man, I wish I would do some goddamn shit like that. If things are not going the way I want it to when I'm talking, and I can only know that because she didn't say this or that to something I expected her to say this or that to. If they ain't going the way I want it, you know, my planned conversation is going to tell me. I'm talking to her, hey, baby, what's going on? And I'm expecting her to say nothing, blah, blah, blah. But she starts talking about, man, this, fuck that, what's going on, whatever she say, but it ain't answering something I thought. Then that's a strike against it. I'm not going to, you know, immediately first strike, leave that bitch. But in the next 10 minutes that you get another one, fuck her. Fuck her and damn her. See, you don't plan shit out word for word. You can't do that. But you do put scenarios together that you're going to follow. My course go deep into this shit. You know, it goes deep into what an arsenal is, because that's what I'm talking about right now, your arsenal. It goes deep into what it is and how to use it. But what's deeper is the tool that I got that's available right now. On motherfucking downanddirty101.com. It's available to you right now, called the arsenal. How to use it. And what it does is you hear a conversation like the one you just heard with me and that woman. You get this conversation broken down, word for word, sentence for sentence, as to what's really going on and how to use this to your advantage. Now, in a pimp situation, you have to play shit slicker than, you know, what I just said. As a pimp, you should have been told her all about you in the first few minutes. And you should have been, you know, felt her out in a couple more minutes. Personally, you could probably tell. I'm a fucking time freak. I'm a freak for time. And I ain't trying to waste mine. And I ain't dealing with no woman too long before I get her, you know, to the car. Now, let's say I just said this, that, and the other, and baby want to walk to the car with me. While we go into the car, I'm going to grab her and pull her towards me. I don't give a fuck what she thinks. Now, the reason I do this is to let her see that I'm harmless. And all I want is, you know, I ain't saying some pussy, but I'm saying I just want to kick it. And I know simply because she's agreed to come to my car does not mean she wants to do everything I want to do. But I'm going to play my hand as if that's where she's coming from. I already know she knows what's important, and that's that I'm not weak for pussy. As long as she knows that shit, we can go out there and I can try whatever I want to try. Now, this is where your ABPs come in. You got to use lines you do remember verbatim. I usually say don't remember lines verbatim, but right here, when you seeing your actions, you gotta use lines verbatim, because now is when you get them to say they want to stay with you, and you do that by speaking with her for a few minutes in the car before you tell her you gotta go. Now, when you're talking to a woman, you gotta be leading, and right now you're getting her to make a commitment. This is what you want her to do. Make some form, verbal, physical, some sort of commitment. That's why it's important to get her to make several smaller commitments to even roll with you. Before she gets to actually roll with you, you got to make her admit to some things that you've seen and put down, and she's seen that you put it down. Otherwise, can you tell how I did this? And she said, oh, you know what? I do see, you know, some sort of commitment. Now, when you're talking to a woman, you got to be deep. You shouldn't sit and speak to a woman long enough. Me, 20 minutes is a hell of a long time without making her make some kind of commitment. You know, that's why it's important to get her to make several smaller commitments before you roll, to get her comfortable. Suggest that you go have a pretzel or some popcorn or some non-threatening type situation. anything but go to a bar for drinks. You have to get her to say yes to something you know she don't normally or ordinarily do, like shoot a game of pool. Now, what you say in this situation is completely derived from what the woman is saying to you. But you can say something athletic, something challenging, something interesting, like a movie y'all want to go watch. I mean, I wouldn't really want to do that because that takes too long. But that's not something you should not do. I mean, there's you could do that if you want to. Just for me, that's too much time. But now what's important is that you say, what you say has to have direction for the end of the pool game. If you, let's say you use the pool game, and after we're done with that, baby, I'm going to take you over here to do blah, blah, blah. See, jokes are good right now. So you can say, I'm going to whoop your butt a couple of times on this table. And then when we finish, you tell us, we going to the planetarium. The planetarium? What kind of shit do you eat? That's right. Bitch ain't never went to the planetarium. Bitch don't know nothing about the planetarium. Yeah, she want to know why I'm suggesting that. That's why, bitch. Because I do shit that you ain't used to doing, which makes you identify with me. I'm not trying to identify with the dudes you know. The dudes you know, you kicked to the curb already. So why would I want to identify with them motherfuckers? See, right here, you told her where you're planning to go. Actually, when you're telling her all this shit, especially when you say something about the planetarium, you want to be smiling when you say that shit. And then you take her, not physically, but mentally, you take her to the planetarium, and you do that by saying something about the system, solar system. You tell her that, baby, I want to take you to the planetarium so I can get you to see this planet that I put a down payment on yesterday. And I'm going to name it Rose Buttis. You like that name? Now, what I'm saying is fuck what I just said. But let me tell you how much game that got in it. That bitch going to say, she going to say, yeah, I like that name. Because what I'm talking about is so far from what she's been talking about. And like I said, right here, you just told her, you know, where you planning to go after the goddamn kicking her ass, we going to the planetarium. And right before she could really digest that, I put a fucking joke. I put that joke in about that damn planet. You know, I'm telling her, I'm going to kick your ass and I'm going to take you to the planetarium, baby. That sounds good to you. But before she could answer it, I told her that little shit. I just, you know, I want to take you to look at a planet that I put a down payment on. A down payment on a planet? Yeah. See, controlling the conversation. What you got on that train as a dog?
That's the kind of girl you want to take to the Petrified Forest, see? And
yeah,
point out.
You sure do. And when you do notice, first, controlling the conversation, it don't mean that you got to, you're the only one talking. But it does mean that you notice something not going right. And when you do notice, you correct any action you see that's not going your way to the action that is going your way. Now, a lot of times, this only requires you to make a remark about what you notice. Because when it comes to forward women, they don't even think they're being forward. Because every other motherfucker they was with took it as some normal shit. So sometimes you might have to point shit out. Controlling the conversation without looking as if you're not sure of yourself is an art form that women love to witness. They have to not notice how slick you are. If you're being slick and they notice it, you busted. That ain't gonna work. They gotta not notice how slick you are at maneuvering their ass into seeing things your way. They're going to have to already be said, okay, and we didn't went past it, then they want to go back to it. Now, okay, you can see it now. But as we doing it, and she say, oh, you trying to do this? See, you don't want them seeing that shit. They're with you. You want to be ahead of their motherfucking bitches. And you want to be done something that they thinking about 20 minutes after you done it. Myself, I let a motherfucker know after I moved them how I did it. Then it seals my fucking action. When I catch them, I let them know what they liked about me. And all that does is let them know that I really know what I'm doing, which reinforces the fact that they can trust me because I know what I'm doing. And what I'm doing has actually caught them. All you got to do is understand a woman will respect the cunning that you displayed as you made your way into her life. If you guys don't be slick and get into her life, all you're doing is allowing her to let you into her life, which means everything she's thinking is the controlling factor of the relationship because she let you into her life. If you're cunning and you get into her life, then shit is up to you to change. All you got to do is make sure you are leading the conversation. And you are taking her in that conversation to where you want to go. Most of you guys want to head, you know, straight to the bedroom. So your remarks, comments, and many statements you make should have a hint of sexuality in it. Not overt sexuality, but a hint. God damn, I can imagine how I would deal with you laying next to me after reading that man past me. You know, nothing overt, but I would also say something like, girl, I drink your dirty bath water. Why are you in the tub? And then I continue. I'm feeling you like that, baby. And she was in the green. When you make a statement like that, don't wait for her to respond. Say something else quickly. You don't want her to comment on that statement because she may take the conversation away from where you're going. This is not overt, but it definitely has overtones of sex, where she has to be naked to be in the bathtub. So you got to be thinking, if she's naked, she already in a sexual situation, although it's not a sexual situation. But since she's naked, you understand? In order to control the conversation, you have to be listening to her every word. You heard this woman say that she saw early on, and what was attractive to her is that I was actually listening to her. But what I'm saying, I'm not listening to her. I ain't doing what she's saying, but I am listening to her so I can, you know, repeat and re-emphasize different things. Paying attention. And having an arsenal is the only way to assure that you will indeed have it your way in the end. You never see a professional sports team play a game without a plan. So why should you do it? This is why this team is professional, because they have a plan. What makes you think you can get at a woman without a plan, a motherfucking attack? I mean, you can, man, but you're going to miss. You're going to continually miss, and that missing is going to create nothing but doubt. What makes you think if you did have a plan of attack, that it wouldn't work? The answer is the same in both cases. And the answer is you have a severe lack of confidence that hinders you from truly becoming comfortable believing anything about women. You must make a commitment to some form of belief when it comes to women. Not belief in women or belief about women. Some form of belief that you have to stand up to as a man. It's really important that you believe in what you think of women. And it's just as important that you have a particular belief. You don't have to have a negative outlook on women. Just a basis of belief that can help you decide what you want to do in a particular instance. Having predetermined ideas about women, does that mean you do not allow a woman to be herself? It means the opposite. You had a perfect example. You heard her tell you how with me, she can be herself. When you have an opinion of women, you see all the things she does as confirming your ideas or not confirming. If they don't, then you don't fuck with her. If they do, you do. Either way, seeing women as such will allow you to be able to roll with the punches and go forward at all times with your planned conversation. I mean, I know I sound very condescending toward women, but I'm not. I simply have an opinion, and when I'm at a woman, my opinion is prevalent. My opinion of them is not negative. It's that women will purposely play games with men that allow their desires to be noticed. A man disguises his motives until he can screen them on a woman at his discretion. And that's not good or bad. You just got to know that. And you have to pick and choose when you're going to say whatever it is that you say. Because choosing what you'll say is quite empowering. It's a really empowering feeling for a man that's talking to a woman. There's a word, applaud. I don't know if you ever heard that word, A-P-L-O-M-B. You ever hear that word, Trey?
Applaud?
No, aplomb. A-P-L-O-M-B.
You know what? I've heard that before, but I do not remember the meaning of that word.
Well, that's why I don't use shit like that, because you do know what cool means, don't you?
Sure does.
You know what style means, right?
Sure do.
Well, what I'm saying is assurance or a possession of self, that's what aplomb means. So if I say, man, you got to aplomb, you know, when you had a woman. Nobody would know what the fuck I'm saying. Some technical motherfucker that got PhD and shit would know what aplomb means. But if I said, man, you got to be sure of yourself. You got to have an idea of who you are. Every motherfucker would know what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about a plumb. This is how words matter. They matter quite a bit. So as we come to the end of the day, I want you to understand what I've been trying to bring to you about today. We started out talking to this woman, and the reason we talk to her is so that you can hear her tell you what is attractive about a man. And if you listen to her, you'll see that I present myself as if I know what I want. And I know you motherfuckers ain't gay, but can't you see the attraction a woman can see in that? I mean, I don't want you to make yourself uncomfortable, but you should start noticing confident acting and sounding men when you see they in some way have what you want. But you know what? Dealing with me will give you more than what they have. Because even that confident man you see can't test at will. He's confident, but he can't catch. You will not be using money or possessions or anything other than yourself to catch money from the moment you start my fucking course. The beauty of it all is the new information that you get will bring out a totally different man in you. You'll be stronger in your appearance because you will learn how to look. Then you'll learn how to look at a woman seductively. From the onset, from the beginning, you're going to be getting little exercises to develop your confidence in very small ways. And slowly you're going to graduate to the major things we know about catching bitches. And after mastering the exercises, you're going to be able to approach and hold short conversations. And by the end of the course, you're going to be much more assured. Don't be afraid of change, fellas, because that's what we are about. We are about changing from that old you to that new you. I can't blame you for being afraid. But I guarantee that if your life, if you lift your head up and you be in this life the way I'm saying, you just will feel the strength. And you'll see that there's a lot of possibilities out there for you. If you simply take the chance to do what you actually want to do, will break through to you. That's the big secret. That's the big secret you all are running from. That secret is you do want something and you know you do. Let it out, fellas. Let the shit out. I want it. Let it out. Stop thinking, stop hiding the fact that you want something. If you want it, trust me, it's not a bad thing to please yourself in life. You owe it to yourself. Trey, bust one on them, man, because that's all I got, man. And I mean, this was a good show, but it wasn't because no one's talking.
And yeah, man.
Go ahead, Trey.
They was weak today, man. Either one, they don't want to be pimps. Or two, they don't want to catch no bitches. Or three, they may not want to make no money either, because I don't hear them talking about nothing. I don't hear them asking about nothing. I'm highly disappointed in y'all.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
Trey, but I hate to do this on the air, man, but the next time I ask you something, motherfucker, you better not say the shit that I'm going to say, because I'm going to fire you, man.
Hey, that shit working
for you, man. You coming up with some real shit out your motherfucking mouth.
Man, I can't, you know, it's bittersweet, you know. It's good, you know, you have your good and your bad days. And, you know, sometimes I slip back into my old ways and you gotta bring me back out of it. But then, you know, then I have my good days too, you know. But things are good, you know. I want you guys to check out Rosebud. Y'all need to drop him a holler. I know a lot of you guys be listening. Hit him up on his Facebook, man. Say hello. Get at him. Go to artdistrictdirect.com. Hit me up. All my contact is right there also. And like I said, if you don't hit me up, you must don't like money, because I'm giving you the game.
Hey, man, shit. Motherfuckers really been wanting to get at you, man. I done had a couple of people asking me about you, man. And, you know, they like the fact that I'm vouching for you, which I do, Trey, our district direct, I use him. Well, don't get the wrong impression of that. I don't abuse or misuse, but I do use it. He do all my shit, and he come up with ideas for me. So I think anybody interested in e-commerce, I mean, I'm gonna always run interference because I don't want you to take my motherfucking IT motherfucker having working on some kind of billion-dollar-ass goddamn project you didn't thought of, because I know you motherfuckers out there thinking shit. But I'm saying, Stray Labs is dope. I don't fuck with motherfuckers that ain't capable of being dope in their field. His field ain't got nothing to do with my field except the fact that he know more shit than I do about this Benny. And together, me and this motherfucker going to another level. Now, Trey, I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to put you on Front Street.
Oh, man.
When is your motherfucking radio show coming?
Man, real soon, real soon. I actually got it planned out. I just ain't dropped it yet, but I actually got it planned out. But I do two now. I do two now. I do two with you.
No. Those ain't yours. Those are mine.
That is correct. But hey,
so,
I still got it.
You need yours. And you can have that shit on this channel. You can do whatever this channel is allowing you to do as far as access to whoever. And I'm down any kind of way I can look you up. But I can't do your radio show for you, motherfucker. I'm getting motherfuckers hit me, asking me, are you leaving? What do you mean? Are you leaving? Well, he said he's getting his own radio show. Oh, okay. Hey, I wipe my forehead. Oh, okay. He getting the radio show, man. Then I get to laugh. Yeah, man, but it's going to be on my station. I'm going to still be fucking with this nigga. Shit. Motherfucker asked me today, is you and Trey, like, he ain't gonna be on the show anymore? What the fuck you asking me that for? What you know that I don't know, nigga?
Oh, no. I'm here to stay unless I get fired. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't getting fired, man. Just open your mouth, say and do whatever you want to say and do. I had a lot of shit to say today, so of course, I kind of kept you blocked out, basically. But, you know, this show, it's my show, but it's me and your show.
I do want to say one thing before we go. I was referred this one website, so I want them to see this before I even get on it. It's called sexycanclothing.com, and it's the e-commerce store somebody, some female wants me to fix for. So go look at it if you like someone or get some, but go look at it. I want you to see the before and after, after I put the whoopty waps on there. And go on over there to Down and Dirty 101.com and go over there to Ask Rosebud. Go check those out.
Hey, man, listen. Remember, man, I want you to get your shit together. I want you to win. You know, that's all I want. I want you to win. Play something, man, so we can get out.
Yeah, man. I need them fountains that spit in water when I walk past them at the crib. Okay, let's see here. Let's go with this one. This was always a crowd favorite.
Hey, you guys, this is the motherfucking Down and Dirty Show. And even though you guys are going to be pimps, you still have to open your mouth and talk to me. Go to my motherfucking site. Look at my goddamn Bell confidence score. Quit tripping on me selling shit because I'm going to sell it. Even if you don't buy it. Motherfuckers, buy my shit. Cause my shit's real. It works. Yeah, it does. I believe everything I say. I do everything I believe. And I am everything I motherfucking do. I'm out.
Bud, bitter dough.
You crazy.
Trey. Guys need to understand, everything is more